Blog Talk Radio.
Just.
All righty, here we go.
What's happening? What's happening? Okay, a little technical difficulty. We in the building now.
Yes, yes, yes. It is December 13th, 2007.
Thanks, it is. Greetings out there, family. Peace and light to the world. Yeah, Spade in the building.
Yes,
we got Spade on yet.
All right, Mr. Spade Black, he hasn't checked in yet, but I'm sure he'll be online momentarily.
Okay, okay, okay. Good out there. How you feeling? You feeling all right?
I'm feeling quite lovely.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. It's a lot going on in this world out here today, man. I was just sitting here asking y'all. Now, like, yo, first time I was waiting on Spade, you know, to jump in, right? I was actually earlier, like, you know, for a minute, you know, waiting for the show to start. I was actually listening to old girl Angela Rye talking about, you know, Omarosa getting, you know, fired out of there with him.
Oh, yes.
What happened with
Miss
that?
Angela Rye.
About that?
Miss Angela Rye. I mean, she has some good valid points, you know, against Miss, you know, Miss April Ryan. She has some valid points. I was just reading this article, too, as well. And, she, you know, it's pretty much, hey, I mean, it's Miss April. She was trying to take the high road and say, you know, she's not going to laugh at no one's demise. But, you know, Miss Rye was like, hey, you got what you deserve,
yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, yeah, basically. And it's pretty much like the same thing that they doing, you know, what was, I guess you could say, a common, you know, denominator with a lot of things going on, because they were pretty much, you know, not offending nobody that's listening, but, you know, they're pretty much showing that nigga where her place is, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
You know, and you know, she right there, you know, the family paying her with like $180,000 a year, and nobody ever even knew exactly where her role was, what she did, you know?
Exactly.
One of the guys, I think you say General Kelly, if I'm, you know, I'm mistaken. You know what?
Yeah,
was
it,
the
was
one
his,
that
it was his doing.
Yeah, exactly.
She was in there cussing, using vulgar language, and he's like, no, you know, she was acting too niggerish, shall we say. She was acting a little too niggerish, and he said, you know, I'm here to clean everything up, and your behavior is not befitting of our White House that we're trying to lead. Now,
it's pretty much
what I did.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Now, so I was going to give a little spin now, you know, totally unrelated to the whole situation. Now, they have really made an enemy of Omarosa now. So who's to say that she won't go run into Robert Mueller with the information about this whole Russia investigation, too, now? Because you just can't fire a
You know what?
They
that
embarrassed
is,
her, you know.
That
they
is
escorted,
a good
they
point.
Escorted her. She was escorted by the popo, as we say, off the property. You know, she didn't leave with a nice reservation letter, a fruit basket, and a glass of wine, say, you know, thank you for your business. They escorted her off the property, you know. So that was a little bit messy right there. So
I'm pretty sure they hit her with that. Your services are no longer needed line, I'm sure, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
And besides, you got to remember what I mean, but like, is her services even longer needed? What exactly was her role in the first place? What exactly did Omarosa do? What was her title? Her role? What did they call her?
Because she was mad. She said, hey, I helped him get into office. Pretty much she's trying to say she pulled in the black votes and everything. She's, you know, same thing for Ivanka. What's her position? I'm still trying to figure out what's her position with the president.
That's what I'm saying. And that shit don't look like it's working. So her service is really no longer needed. You feel what I'm saying? They ain't really fixing that. Say, we don't need the black, you know, shit no more. You know what I mean? They got the side of their own.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's crazy.
It is out the door, because I'm not sure if you know, Miss April Ryan, her invitation to the Christmas dinner has been revoked. She's been gone for the last 20 years, now all of a sudden her invitation got lost in the mail, which is not a coincidence, okay? She's a black reporter known to call Trump out on his BS. And all of a sudden, she's not invited to this Christmas dinner. And so Omarosa, she was the last black thing close to the West Wing or anywhere close to the White House. So it was pretty much time to go. So another thing I was reading up on in regards to her, you know, it all started back when that Charlotte situation happened. He tried to play that old both sides. There was good people on both sides. That kind of rubbed her the wrong way, you know what I'm saying?
Now, this means being petty right here. This means being petty. But you know what'll be magical? If old sweet Omarosa come out and say old Donald Trump sexually assaulted her.
Oh, Lord.
That shit would be.
He went there and grabbed him by the pool, man. Yeah, she need Gloria, that lawyer who got lit by a lawyer, Gloria. She need her on team.
That bitch need Olivia Pope.
Oh, man.
You don't need Olivia Pope, that Pope without a doubt.
So I'm reading some statistics, and it's saying it was 98% black women and 93% black men when it came to the votes that we just recently had in Alabama, you know, with Judge Moore and then Doug Jones. So, we got to give a hand clap for the women, our black women, our queens, our sisters, for coming and showing the polls.
Got to applaud that. I kind of got mixed emotions about that, though, to be honest. For one, if one of the emotions is I'm a little confused on how the hell that shit happened. You feel what I'm saying? I mean, in 25 years, I mean, every day, Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina, you know what I mean? These are red states. You know what I mean? Texas, you know what I'm saying? It's the fucking Bible Belt down here, man. You know what I'm saying? They can get strung up around these ways. So, I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So, I'm just confused at that. So I'm just being none. It's great and everything, but I guess I look at shit a little harder, right? Because I'm like, black's the minority in this white-ass state, you know what I'm saying? That's obviously a Republican state. You mean all these people who have been Republican, all these black people, where they were when Obama, you know what I'm saying? Obama didn't win Alabama. You see what I'm saying? Obama did not win Alabama. So I'm confused about it a little bit, but hey, you know.
They stayed at home. They said we ain't getting out of bed. We ain't going to vote for him. They stayed at home. So it was the fact that they didn't vote that had all the Republicans went out and did vote. Now it could have went a different way. But the fact that they did not go out there and vote, and the fact that the black community. Now let me tell you, I don't know if you heard the speech or not. Charles Barkley, the day before the election, which was Monday night. He came. He was out there rallying. You know, he was once.
Doug Jones.
Yeah, he made his speech. He kind of, you know, he said, "Hey, y'all can be this. Y'all can still have y'all Christian values, but at the same time, ask yourself who would you be? Because you got to call them out on their shit at some point in time. You got to call them on y'all shit. You know what I'm saying? Y'all supposed to be these evangelicals." That y'all want to put, you know, this man in office, and he didn't make it seem like it was, you know, against a race thing, but his speech that he made it kind of rubbed him the right way to go make him say, hey, you know what, he's right.
Charles Barkley, man, he always been
controversial.
The brother been on the fence with me. He kind of, you know, well, he ain't really been on the fence. He kind of been all the way on the other side with me, though. I'm going to be honest with you.
He don't say some coolish things.
Yeah, the brother had a lot of little bad winter moments, man, that can't go unnoticed. You know what I'm saying? He surprised me. So that's another emotion that this whole Alabama gave me. I got confusion. I was surprised. You know what I'm saying? And, of course, again, you know, with your side, I'm excited that, you know, you know, it said that the black people went out there and did. Spade, you in?
Hello.
Spade,
you in the view?
I can hear y'all, but y'all can't hear me.
Oh, nah, I hear you, bro. We hear you.
Y'all hear me now?
Yeah, we hear you, bro. You can be in a piece of life.
Okay, good. How y'all doing today?
Sound a little live. Where you on a plane or something? Where you on a bus? What you got going on? Right here. Traffic, but you came in with the crowd, right? Okay, cool. Yeah, we're just saying, we were talking about Omarosa a second ago. How you know they say they walked up out of the White House today?
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. Did that convention have anything to do with it?
Yeah, say it again.
You know,
she was at the Black Convention. I mean, not Black Convention, the Black Journalist Convention.
Yeah, I don't know. See, I don't know. Like I said, when Miss K told me about it earlier, man, that was the first time I had heard about it. You know what I mean? So I didn't get a chance to delve a lot into it. But the little bit I did see, they was talking about, you know, the guy, General Kelly. I don't know. I guess he holds a key position now that control, like, you know, he revoked her security pass and say she became, you know, she was acting irate or whatever, acting like a nigga, you know what I mean? And they put the nigga back into place.
Ooh, wait.
She's showing her tail.
She had it out with one of the guys at the convention. The guy was standing over her, talking over her. I forgot the guy's name. But anyway, the same time this was going on, you had Black Lives Matter in the corner standing up, raising their fist and turning their back on them.
Wow.
Yeah. This is at the Black Jones Convention. And there's a whole bunch of shouting going on and everything, but that's about as much as I got out of it.
Yeah, we're gonna have to dig into this a little more and see what unfolds. But before you came, I don't know if you heard. I'll tell her, okay. I wouldn't be surprised if Omarosa has come out there and say, you know, Trump done sexually assaulted.
I wouldn't
even doubt it. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't be surprised if she did that shit. That shit would really make my day, man.
Yeah.
You know what? If she do that, she invited to the cookouts now. You know, we had
now,
trained
for real.
Her.
Yeah,
she invited
yeah, she might get a host at the BET Awards or something. They're going to take baby steps.
You know, she can bring some potato salad. I'm eating a potato salad. She'll do something like that.
For real.
You know, she do something like that. Either that or give Bob, like I said earlier, too, give Mueller some information on his Russian investigation to speed his own up. You know, because she was right there the whole time. She been on his coattail.
That the whole time.
You know,
that's what I'm saying. I wonder if they're going to come up
yeah,
with her, because she damn sure been there the whole time.
She knows some.
You know what? To be honest, she damn near probably one of the only ones that still been, that, you know what I mean, was still with him this long.
Yeah.
Okay, don't forget about Kellyanne Conway now. Don't forget about that groundhog.
Oh, she's still in the building. I haven't seen her really a lot. They don't call her in so many lines. They keep her off in front of the camera.
She up on the ethics investigation already. So they told her, you need to be quiet now. Don't make no more appearances.
Everything you say gonna be held against you, baby.
Yeah, Kelly put her in line though, best sense. See, now I'm looking at the bigger picture, because that's right now as we speak. I'm looking right now what the Republicans are going to try to do. They're going to try to pass this tax bill before old boy can get in the office and try to prevent it from, you know, going through, you know. So that's what they're going to try to speed it on up, try to get this tax plan passed. The same way Obama did that when he did the Affordable Care Act before the other Republican senator got in the office, and he got sworn in and everything. They heard it passed that bill in because they knew when he going to get in, he was going to put a stop to that. So,
oh, yeah, they're trying to hurry up and rest.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So,
stupid, idiotic bill.
Trying to give her end of the year, because he take out with, like, end of January, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the end of January.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
3 months away. Oh, my God. Speaking of a few months, family, True story, dumb shit. Did y'all hear about this lady in Ohio?
Oh.
No.
No. Watch this. Let me take you down this road right here. This son, I wish I had the audio for the people. But stay tuned. We'll get it on a later show. You know what I mean? But man, guy called the cops. His mom, man, done killed his father. Dismembered his body, had it in different body cut up in different buckets, spread all over the house, and had been living with it for 5 months.
Yeah.
Ooh. Look this story. I can't bullshit you, people. Google it for yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, check it out at foxnews.com. What race is this?
Oh, yeah. You know, that's some white shit right
there. Okay.
That's some white shit right there.
Okay.
Who got that kind of face? Say, the son, I'm assuming, obviously, the son don't live there. And maybe he came to the house or whatever. And when he called and telling the police, it's maggots and shit all over the windows and all the room. Man, I'm talking about that kind of condition. You feel me?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that ain't black folk shit. There's only so many roaches we can take.
Well, yeah, you can't do no maggots, man. Once you see maggots, it's time to move.
Yeah, I mean.
It's time to move. You see maggots, it's over with. Wow. She lived with flesh. With different flesh of her old man in different parts of her house. That's just going to sleep.
I've been living
that
for 5 months, man. Like, I want to see what condition of the mind you got to be in, man, for that.
Twisted.
What can take you to that point? Like, you know what I mean?
Two words. Okay.
I mean, it depends on what was going on with him and his mom. What did they argue about? This is the same
question.
Shit,
man. I can't think of nothing that can get me that upset. Like, you know what I mean?
I don't know.
It's crazy. Because like I said, man, that's some real rage. You know what I mean? Like, you kill a motherfucker with the first blow.
You talking about your mama?
The mother killed the father. He called the cops. To tell them that the mother had killed the father in that manner.
Ooh.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying?
Okay.
I got to get the audio for the people. I hate we ain't got enough time to get into that one, but yeah, we're going to get back to that one.
We're gonna start next show off with that.
I'm gonna recap on that one. I ain't got no time for that one, but yeah, that's some serious shit right there. That's some white, you know, no offense to the people, but that's white folk for you know. So man,
yeah,
anybody that listen that's offended by that statement, you know, you ain't exactly the white I'm talking about. You know what I mean? I believe white is a color, not an attitude. You know.
Yeah.
Well, since you're on that color of white, you know, I think it's only right that we discuss this recent situation here with the Keaton family, I believe. Did I say that right? The Keaton family?
I think it's the Jones family. Well, I'm not sure it's the family, but the boy's name is Keaton Jones.
Okay, Keaton Jones. That's his name. All right, and Spade, I'm pretty sure you read the situation, but the boy. He was getting bullied at school.
Lord have mercy, man.
He's getting bullied at school.
Lord have mercy. That whole situation. This topic has so many layers.
Very much.
It has so many layers at this point, family. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we can start right there at the top, right? You know. With that said, mm-hmm. You know, my response to that part as far as the child being bullied, starting right there at the top, you know, and say train a child as he should go, man. You know, you treat them the right way, you know, so they come up, you know, and them values you always want to, you know, teach them, you know. And I do hate that I don't, you know, support bullying of no form, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people might not agree with this or even understand this statement. I don't even agree with bullying in the act of revenge. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
to racism, especially if it's not physical. You see what I'm saying? Because that don't make you the better person. So I don't know, you know, if any other kids or relating to the kids listening, you know, that don't make you the better person when you result to that. Now, if it's in a physical, you know, threat, anything like that, by all means, defend yourself and make sure they don't touch nobody else. You feel me?
Yeah.
I'm glad you said defend yourself, because I seen this post on Facebook that got me mad. I'm going to say it real quick. The person said he blamed the little boy's family's parents because they should have taught him to fight back. And I don't think that's the answer always. That's not how you handle a bully. You do not fight back. You do not always, because everyone is not a fighter. You cannot fight your way through every problem and situations in your life. And they were just, that post really just made me mad, you know, for him to feel like, oh, it's his problem. He should have just, because if you fight a man, you become the bully, right?
Exactly.
You become the person that you just going to beat on everybody and talk about you. Then you the bully, too. You turn into
the bully. Fighting a bully bad, you can also keep the bully from bothering you. That's perfect.
I was just about to say that. It's really a double-edged sword. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it really is.
Because, you know, that's expensive for us boys. You know what I mean? And for boys, you know, that's how you know where you at on the food train. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, that's how it's very real. You know, that's how you let know you're in the food train.
My thing was when this guy tried to bullet me, I got tired of it. So, you know, when we took it to the restroom, I took it straight to him. And we dealt with it. And after that day, I had no more problems out of that guy. No more problems. You have to fight back sometimes, in some instances.
Mm-hmm. You're right. But he was just making sure it was all on the parents' fault and the little boy's fault. And I just didn't think that was fair on that end, you know, because I'm a mother, I'm raising a child. And I would tell him, hey, don't, you know, as long as they put their hand on you, you know, words, they're picking at you, messing with yourself, in your personal space, then you can avoid some situations. But, you know, but that's that first layer. Now, the second layer of the situation, which made the whole situation do a 360 the mother, she is recording him giving, you know, this speech he was giving, making everybody just feel so, so very, very sad. And, you know, Black Twitter, you know, the infamous Black Twitter, I love my people, I love y'all to them. They did their research. But, you know, as soon as I heard the mother speak, you can hear it in that accent that she ain't never a redneck. Okay, I'm going ahead and say that. No offense, we love our rednecks. But you could tell she was a redneck. Not only that, she's a Confederate flag token redneck at that. She started a GoFundMe account. Now, let me ask what's the money for? What's the money for? Huh? They're going to buy the boy another nose or something?
You know, the amazing part about it, right, how the whole thing came to light. And, you know, it's crazy that we was talking about fighting and fighting back, right? Who better to teach you how to fight than a professional MMA fighter, right?
Exactly.
A professional MMA fighter saw this viral video of this young man, you know, speaking out against bullying, you know, crying and all that, you know, and all this. And he reached out to the family, you know, and got in touch with the mom, gave her a call, you know, offered to fly the family out to L.A. to their next Bellator kickboxing event. You know, and they not get, you know, maybe get a kid some courage and stuff like that. And he was like, the mom response really surprised him because she was really chasing a bag. You know what I'm saying? She trying to get money, just really wanted donations and all that shit. And they raised $58,000 for this little boy.
Mm.
And when he asked her what was the money for, this young lady had the
ABC.
She had an indignation to say some, you know, Christmas coming up and we got a little bills. And I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Oh, man, wow.
Look, I've been bullied all my life, Dad. Let me go run my, let me get me a lawyer, Dad, and go back to school for some money, Dad.
Watch this though. I want to stay right here on this layer before we flip to the next part of that, and stretch that a little bit though. Now that community that you know that this lady said to be part of, you know, all the Black Twitter private eyes done investigated her to the death, and found all her sister with the kids with the Confederate flags, and you know, with all the, you know, all the racist paraphernalia. You know what I mean? And this community still, if you think about it, man, they raised $58,000 for this lady, Vanessa. Your boy Dylan Roof, remember him? That shot in the church up in Carolina. They raised $4 million for his defense.
Sure did.
Wow.
That says a lot about their community. You see what I'm saying? Now, one thing about that, they stick together through the bullshit. I hear us, we tweet together like a motherfucker. Now, watch this. Mm-hmm. Where this was, two weeks or 6 weeks ago, when the 10-year-old girl had an actual video of the kids bullying her. And she went home and hung herself in the closet the same day.
Oh, my God.
They did got a GoFundMe for this little black girl. You know how much the black community got her in 6 weeks?
Yeah.
And it's $6,000. That's enough for the casket and the limo, if you know anything about funerals.
Wow.
That's it. Really, cremation.
Something missing in this picture, family. I don't, you know.
Something ain't right. Something is not right. And she fought back. That's what I'm saying.
Either no togetherness or no money.
Imagine we pooled like that. Imagine we could pool like that just on some positive shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know.
That'd be nice.
Money,
raise awareness and stuff like that, because that's coming very, very common now to see that. You know, it used to be they commit suicide because they trying to find themselves, but now it's getting to the point where they're getting bullied and they take their own life. But it's a young age, it's young.
Is America woke?
Halfway.
I think America is in a stance.
To an extent, we sleepwalk. I think we sleepwalking, kind of.
Mm-hmm. Now I say halfway.
You know, I think it's enough of us aware at this point that if we just had half a plan, we can kind of turn this thing around.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because I don't, you know, I don't think none of the said oppression or, you know, degradation or anything, you know, our culture faces as a people has changed. It's just televised a lot now through social media and the age of technology. You know what I mean? The age of technology just changed, you know, the way the world is. But, you know, culturally, you know, how we view ain't changed. You know, ain't nothing changed. It's just seen a lot more now. You know, and I think, you know, with the few years. So you got to remember, America is a young country. Where it's only, 240 years?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's a young country. You know, if you think about it, it hasn't been a lot of progression. This shit wasn't that long ago. You know what I'm saying? None of this shit was that long ago, to be honest. You know, it's 2017, only 100 years ago. You know what I'm saying? It was some real goddamn Jim Crow shit right this bitch. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
40 years ago, y'all just earned our rights to vote 40 years ago, just 40 years ago.
You know what I'm saying? And motherfuckers say, like, but why are we still having civil rights issues, though?
It's
still
fresh.
What I'm saying? Like, nothing's ever, nothing's ever really solved. It's just, you know, always an ongoing illusion of inclusion. That's why I think the dynamic done been painted that even poor white trash in America is still better than a black man.
Yeah. It's still on the bottom. Because you can change the laws all you want. You can put in black and white, but you can't change those people's hearts and the way they think and their mind frame. You can't change that. And if it's generations, if it's taught, then, you know what I'm saying, it's a systematic. Same thing in comparison to terrorist groups out here. You know what I'm saying? That's something that's been taught.
Mm.
That's from a child. it's been imprinted, embedded in their brain. Hey, we are this person, this group is the enemy. You know, they're the enemy. This is who you attack. This and the third, they're against you. They're trying to bring you down. You know, so it's been taught. So, okay, are we going to ever get there? I don't think we are. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. I don't, you know.
And we have to deal with that, but we have to grow stronger within our community. Accept that they won't accept us. But well, I think somebody make a famous quote. Why do we need their acceptance, though? I don't know if it was a David Gregory. Why do we need their acceptance?
We don't. It's all about motivation.
You know,
what you sacrifice.
I think, and something too. And you said, you know, a key word earlier, Ms. K, about awareness. You know what I mean? If there was, if we don't really have a, now one thing that, you know, I guess every other race of people in this country have is integrity in their race. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Their culture, you know what I mean? Where they're from and everything. And we're not really attached to nothing. And we have to remember that technically African-Americans really did begin in 1765.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. 1492, I remember, or whatever, when Columbus supposed to came over, whatever. When they settled this shit and brought us over here to establish and build this motherfucker, that's when we were created. Mm-hmm. You feel me? So,
yeah.
Like, we don't really have a connection to anything. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that might be a part of the reason why, you know, we so evil to each other and why we would never be able to connect. I don't think it's ever going to be able to happen because we're not really connected to a base. You see what I'm saying? We were created on bullshit. Everything about us. You know what I'm saying? Just being honest.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of creation, why is it so easy for us to adapt to their culture, but we also accuse one another of believing in their religion, quote unquote, their religion. Like, oh, y'all follow the white man's religion. But we sitting here following the white man's culture as well. So is that evilly guilty? You know, not shaming the ones that you say, oh,
like
y'all.
That's on basis. I mean, we ain't connected to nothing. We were turned against each other.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, we have no connection to nothing.
Mm-mm.
You know, we're the ones spending all the money. We're the ones going through all the hell.
Mm-hmm.
You know
that, mm-hmm. And yet, you know, the irony in that, you know, we blame the white man for 95% of our problems, but we have to spend 97%
mm-hmm.
of our dollars with him.
And what's so funny about it is the problem can be fixed. I mean, it's all about getting together. It's about organization.
We don't trust our own kind.
Yeah, exactly. That's the point. Yeah, we don't trust each other. Period.
We don't trust each other. Like what they expect. That's what they want us to not do. And we fall for it every time. The unwoke.
Is this rape gonna be enough to get Trump out of these sexual allegations? Y'all think they're gonna be enough? Everybody else stepping down.
He won't last 4 years. He won't last the whole 4 years. I can tell you that. He'll be out in 2 max.
Think about two
I'm
more.
2 years max.
Oh, he gonna do that?
No, did he already do this 1 year? 1 year is over. So he got about another year max. I say by the end of next year.
It kind of flew by too. Keep it real.
Yeah.
Yes, it did. Because this year, we were just in misery, like, dang, he really got elected, y'all. We got with the January. When he got inaugurated, I was like, are you serious? And he was like, wow. I'm enjoying it, though. I'm enjoying everything falling down bit by bit.
Real shit. I say, as an aspiring actor, man, you know, and writer, whatever, right? In about 25, 30 years, like I say, this shit gonna be off some great television and movies. This whole Trump debacle. In about 30 years, after it died out a little bit, and You know what I mean? When some shit go back, it gonna be some good Law and Order episodes, man. I'm telling you. With all these scandals and all the people, I'm telling you, when scandal come back in a few years, with like one of the little girls off the Descendants playing the new Olivia Pope or some shit, you know that shit gonna be like
off the chain.
Oh, man. And there's an episode every day, man. CNN, I had their highest ratings last couple of years.
It's a reality show. We live in a real live reality show under presidents in the White House. They White House, you know what I'm saying? So just sit back.
Shout out to Jonah Lucas, too, man. I'm not racist, man. But if y'all ain't heard that shit, go check that out, man.
Yeah.
That's it. Every time I hear airplanes, I'm thinking about North Korea too.
Oh wow! Yeah.
We don't pick that
you know. And I hate to say it, if it gets to the point that it's not gonna be no more North or South Korea, because we can't hurt North Korea without designating South Korea. So it's like we're in a tough situation when it comes to that. You know, I mean. I just don't know. I really don't have too much to say on that subject right there as far as North Korea. Because it's like, you know, I think we should just go ahead and allow him to have his weapons, but have some type of agreement, you know, because he don't have, you know, he's not going to give up his, he's not going to give it up. He's not going to do that. He ain't going to do that. So.
It don't look like
that. That's his balls right there. He thought he had some balls, some leverage against USA and all of those stuff, because he already know we can wipe him out in any time. You know, his whatever he has is no match for what we have. Period.
But you remember what he said too though. See, that's why I said you gotta watch a motherfucker like him. But I think this motherfucker serious. He said he know he ain't gonna match it. That's why if it go down, he put all that he got early. He said he committing suicide. You feel me? See, you got to watch a motherfucker like
okay.
that. You can't play with
him.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah,
okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
You can't sneak.
Okay.
I don't seen this shit in the streets before. You feel me? And see, China know they probably can kick his ass, but they act like they scared of the nigga. You feel me? So we over there like China. See, it's kind of like that. Like China, you my foe, bro. You stay over that way. Yeah, let him talk that. How you going to stand right there and let him talk that shit to me? China like, yeah, bro, but you scared of him, like, you feel what I'm saying? He ain't really no tough guy,
but he ain't
no pussy at all.
Yeah.
You feel me? So you might not want that smoke. That's what I'm saying. So I'm watching them close. That's why I wish I could talk to them motherfuckers. They got to know how the streets work, man. You got to watch them.
See your boy Dennis over there. Talk to your boy Dennis Robin over there.
You got to do something, man.
Dennis.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, the 7 day play. Yeah, let me go listen to Katy Perry again or something.
I'm trying to tell you. We don't want no smoke with him. He had opportunity to do something to him when he was over there in South Korea a couple weeks ago.
As a matter of fact, ain't the Olympics in South Korea this time?
Yeah,
yeah,
they said it might happen, though.
Huh?
Yeah, the Winter Olympics.
Yeah, Winter Olympics. Yeah, South Korea. Whoa. Man, oh man, I hate to be on that goddamn snow team.
All right.
I'm telling you, I represent America. I think America had to sit this one out, man.
Real quick.
Yeah, Russia's already out of it, though.
Yeah,
I don't blame them. Hey, man, everybody got time for that. Not about no game.
Don't be surprised. No Korea told Russia. Say, look, hey, we planning some. Don't send your people over there. You know what I'm saying? Don't be surprised.
See, that's why you gotta watch them, because see, Russia don't really fuck with us either. They just really kind of need us financially right now. You know what I'm saying?
Because when we hit North Korea first, Russia gonna attack us. China gonna attack us. If we hit, if Kim Jong Un fight air missiles and hit in one of our territories, then Russia and China, they can't do anything about it, because it's fair deal. He hit us first. But if we go attack him first, which we hope Trump won't do, then we good. But the people already said, if Trump ordered that missile illegally, they're not going to fire, not now, nuke. He said, I don't care. General already said, I'm not letting that nuke. I'm not letting it loose. If he do it just by him being stupid, he said he ain't doing it.
So are we getting it? So is America getting pumped then? We really getting trumped out like that?
Yeah.
I mean,
so see, that's crazy.
Like, if America really wanted to do something about that whole situation, all they only thing has to do is send an airstrike, point blank.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this ain't 1972. You ain't got to send nobody over there to fight the war like they did over there then.
Yeah.
You see, this is 2017, so what you do, you airstrike them motherfuckers. That's what you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all you can really do for that.
Yeah.
But
so we got
that's what I'm saying, though. But look, see, that's what I'm saying, but see, like, and they said, but that ain't the kind of motherfucker you just sit around and wait to see if he do something first. You feel what I'm saying? I'm going to have to see what Russell going to do. I ain't going to have to say, but I'm not finna play with him. You see what I'm saying? I'm going to have to force his hand. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
They got to do something to force his hand or something. Some got to
say
I'm going to sink a ship or something.
No. Y'all got to go in the bathroom, fight it out. Him and Trump go fight it out in the bathroom in high school, like high school day. Like Tone was just saying, like Stay was just saying, go fight it out in the bathroom. Then y'all, hey, we good. Trump, you got your respect. Kim, you got yours. Y'all walk it off, y'all duke it out, then y'all good. Then we good.
So when the world after World War One, that's when leaders got pussy, man. I mean, what I mean by pussy, not in the sense of woman, that's when they got soft.
Mm-hmm.
I mean like,
definitely.
Cause see, when back in the goddamn Alexander them days and shit, the kings was out there fighting with the motherfuckers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If we going to war, we going to war. This is a war. I'm going to meet you here. You going to come here, and we going to fight this shit out. You take my king, y'all got my country, my land, y'all got, you know what I mean? That's how it works.
Yeah.
That's war. All this shit America been doing since I've been alive been the invasion. They've been calling this shit war. How is a war on Afghanistan, but it's only fought in Afghanistan?
Mm-mm.
That's invasion to me, my opinion. You know what I'm saying? It's just, we all being little about the terms. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to watch the terms and the actions that's being done. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you know. And like, hey, this Russia and America shit, I guess that shouldn't be really a war that's fought in Iran. But they talking, but who the hell fights like that now? Everybody talking about nuclear bombs and shit.
Yeah. They're sending nukes over there. But guess what? We got the advantage because they come over here. Everybody, almost every home on every street got a pistol. So they going to come over here. They going to be, you know what I'm saying? It ain't like just a, they going to, I mean, hey, they going to, they ain't that crazy. They ain't that crazy.
If they were able to do it, it need to be some kind of liaison that can talk to our community. So they going to have to know that shit. Y'all, you do what y'all do, but these are our streets, motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
It was all that shit. Y'all handle all that shit up there. Y'all gonna clean Buckhead out. So there's a house I want to look there in the goddamn way.
Exactly.
I apologize. I didn't mean that, America.
Name it the truth, though.
That's
all
right. Yeah. It's all out there. We can deal with it, though. They'll deal with it.
They can deal with it. Then there was another topic. I know it was really off subject compared to what we've been speaking on, but I just want to bring it to the light because it's been on my mind, and I just want to hear, you know, a different perspective from the gentleman, you know, on this. What I've been going through for the last couple months. Not even going through, but that's something I've tried. And it's online dating here. It's online dating. Because a friend of mine, they say, oh, you know, no one really meets no more in public. Everyone does the online dating. So I said, okay, you know.
You try online dating?
We tried it. And that's what made me want to talk about it because I figured out it's not for me. It's not for me. It's definitely not for me. And for three reasons, not even three reasons, just for multiple reasons. And, you know, I just want to see from a man's point of view, what comes to y'all mind when y'all think of online dating? Because what we see is a quick way for a man to hook up sexually with a woman. From my experience, that's what it's coming down to.
I've hung with
in the past, you know, he does a lot of online dating. He likes it. And he's always getting a hookup. And some of it is sexual, some of it just friendly. I feel like it depends on the individual. If you like it, fine. Mm-hmm. But me personally, I don't date, so you know, I'm married, so I don't, you know.
Of course. Mhm. And I'm young. I'm in my 20s, so I figure, you know, let me try something new. But the reasons why I did not like it, because for one, it's like you tell the person your intentions, and it's like they don't take you seriously. Like, okay, yeah, let's hook up. And first of all, I think coming to be a serious problem this damn time is men do not respect women who are mothers. Now, that might be a different subject for a different day. That might be, you know. But I feel like if I'm a single mother and I'm, you know, trying to date someone and that person is not respecting the fact that, hey, I'm a mother, I can't move and rule how I would like because I'm a mother first. And no man seems to respect that. That's the main issue I have had, especially online dating. You meet someone, you know, you're trying to, you know, y'all communicate, and the next step is for y'all to link up, you know, get dinner, you know, finally meet in person, and then see where things go. That's, to me, that's what how things supposed to work out, you know. But when you, like, a single parent, you got to maneuver around some schedules and do some things or whatever.
Yeah.
When you meet a man, they say, hey, they hit you up. This is what annoys me. It's 10 o'clock at night. Hey, what you doing? Come over. I'm like, what? It's 10 o'clock at night. It's a school night. And you know I have a child. Why are you asking me to come over your house at 10 o'clock at night?
Oh, my God.
So that's why I'm like, online dating, that's, you know, but that's even if you meet someone without even online, though. But it's the online dating, you can't take a person serious. It's like every man who's online, they're just trying to get one thing, you know, they never want to start off as friends. They all want to send a picture of their private parts to you within 30 minutes of you giving them that number. It's like, what the world is going on? Yes, this is serious. It's like, wow. Is this what online dating is about?
Let me ask you this. Is it the first time or the second time you've tried to do this or what? The online dating.
I've tried enough times to be like, okay, wow. It's like, why if you can't take it serious. I tried enough times that it's like, okay, wow.
Okay.
You know, I give a guy my number and it go left real quick on some stupid petty stuff. It's like, you know, crazy. I don't know if it's that the fact that I didn't meet you in person and that you ain't feeling, you know, you ain't peeped my vibe, my energy. You don't know where I'm coming from. Is that why you're trying me? You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like, oh, well, she also trying to get somebody to bang. My point is Tinder. This is the hottest app out, dating app out, is Tinder. You know what I'm saying? I thought Tinder was a way to meet friends. And someone told me, like, no, that's the way for you to just like, hey, I'm hot and I'm ready. Where you at?
Wow.
No. Hey, look, you know what? My view on that, on online dating, I've never done it, you know, but in 2017, you know what I mean? I was really just sitting there, you know, listening, you know, because you've experienced that. And I was listening, and I was thinking, going back to, you know, what we were talking about earlier, in 2017, this shit is like damn near a form of communication. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even like, you know, just being honest, like, because watch this. Look at it on another scenario, but the same one. When you meet somebody when you're out in public, like wherever you at that you meet somebody, do you ask them, are they on the site?
No.
Nobody does. You see what I'm saying? It never comes up. So I don't think, and then, but see, the thing is, I think it's just still with that gray shadow that's over that cloud called social media in the first place. It's a lot of things that can, a lot of deception that can be with people. You feel what I'm saying? And I think one thing about even when you're meeting somebody, only way you're going to get to know somebody if you experience time with them.
Yeah, you got to spend time with that person.
You know
what
I'm
saying? The same thing.
What happens, like us, special generation, we get caught up in the moment. So, like, the moments, like, you meet somebody in the club, at the night. Of course you're looking good. See, talking good shit. Y'all feeling each other vibes. You in the club. That's what's supposed to happen in that atmosphere. But what's going to happen, that was Saturday night. What about Monday morning when, like you said, she got to get the kids to school? Or tonight she got to give them to bed Sunday night. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She will never learn a person with time. You see what I'm saying? I think and that the social media, if I'm looking for something, it caters to your eyes first. Damn, she says as hell. Because look, who puts, nobody puts, you don't put the mom pictures up. Keep it real.
No.
I'm talking about the mom pictures. Every girl on Instagram, and these motherfuckers look like dolls. Nobody puts up the negatives.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Who takes pictures like when you was running up to the store, when you got them jogging pants on, when you bleaching the pine saw in that house down? I want to see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? That's like that, because that's, you know, when you're looking for a woman, you know what I mean?
You know,
that's like nothing, but we always looking for that motherfucker in that picture, in them heels, or that nigga in that car. Like in chicks the same way. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You might see a motherfucker, he be cute as hell, nigga, in shape, tatted up, or whatever motherfucker, beard gang, or whatever these niggas do. But these motherfuckers, you get to know them, these motherfuckers might not have no drive, might not respect women. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. So when you see looking at somebody, you only looking at, you feeding that carnal mentality of you, whether you're a man or a woman. And it's a sexual drive that sexually attracts you anyway.
Yeah,
so that motherfucker
want
to fuck when he calling you at 10 o'clock on school night, knowing you got a daughter. Oh, yeah, it's on his mind.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this.
You going to do it again?
Online date. No, I'm not. The only reason why I tried, because, you know, people.
Okay. My other thought was like, yeah, I think you should just, you know, keep doing the way you've been doing. It's just, I would just, you know, you're a single mom, so I would just date until that guy actually is able to prove himself to you. You get what I'm saying? Hello?
So.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. Trying to pop down?
I think so.
Yeah. She must have died in
early. Yeah. She did come on a little early, though.
But, yeah, okay. Well, I'll direct the question toward her. You know, just keep on doing what she's doing until, you know, she finally got an answer, want to prove herself. Because, you know, guys out there will prove themselves to you.
Facts. Exactly.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You know, talk is cheap, you know. It ain't what you say, it's what you do.
Real shit.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think all's in the world. And some of my dancers try to steal in my daughter, brother.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's what mean guy, you know, you make him earn your love, make him earn your heart. You gotta work.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Stealing my daughter, you know, don't spend your twins, you know, with a guy, you know, you ain't happy with. You know, you should be with somebody you happy with. Don't waste your time with people that suck your energy out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, you got to keep pushing.
That's a fact, man.
Yeah, see, I know Trina's still here, so, though.
No, I'm not sure. Unless she probably ain't going to make it back on. It's about to clear because of got about a couple of minutes left there, and we're still. Guess what?
What's
good
up?
Run, babe. Everybody listen, appreciate y'all fucking with the family. Fuck with Divine Verdict. Follow it everywhere on Facebook at Divine Verdict, Instagram, Divine Verdict, Google Plus, Divine Verdict, YouTube, Divine Verdict. It's our next round, man. Make sure y'all follow and subscribe. Doing upcoming shows and days. We got a lot of guys coming up, you know, especially top of the year. You know, tune back in. Yeah, everybody have a Merry Christmas. know, if you celebrate, you know, happy Hanukkah if you celebrate it. Happy Kwanzaa if you celebrate it. For the rest of us, peace and light to the family, man.
All right, then, one love.
All right.